Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined once again by Atif Yacoub, who is founder at Yop. How are you today, Atif?
Very good. Thank you, Zach, for having me back on again. Hope you're doing well too.
I think the last time we spoke, Pires took an investment in Yop, and that apparently has gone well, and I'm sure you'll tell us about that.
Yeah, so lots has really happened, you know, since we last spoke. You know, it's not been too long, but with the crypto space moving so fast, so much going on. Firstly, Yop had a really successful launch, super smooth. You know, everything kind of was on time, well executed, and we've been really, really popular in the crypto space. We've published our first demo video of our application, which is due to launch in the weeks ahead. So we're really excited about taking our first product to market. A tremendous amount of momentum at the moment around the project. Generally, we have lots of media partners talking about us, generally trending within the industry. And we're also launching a few additional kind of bolt-on products to kind of give Yop a boost while this momentum is kind of really here. So yeah, it's been really, really interesting time. And then alongside Yop, I was appointed as a board member to Pluto Digital Assets here in London, and Argo Blockchain, which many of your listeners might be familiar with, have taken a 25% stake there. We also have Pires Investments PLC, and we also have Riverfort, coming into that investment round. Really, really successful launch on Pluto side as well, oversubscribed by 5x in our first kind of round there, and we're now kind of heading into the next round there, where tremendous amount of interest from institutional investors and also crypto investors alike. But yeah, to go back to Yop, hugely successful launch, and things are going very well.
And so for people who want to get exposure to what you're doing, there's a lot of names involved in there. What's the easiest route apart from sending you a check?
Yeah. So I think at the moment for the folks in London, Pluto is probably the easiest way for them to have exposure. Pluto's holding a significant portion of Yop as well. So that's probably the easiest for the traditional investors. And then, if they really want to get stuck into Yop directly, they have to kind of engage with various tokens and go through that avenue, which is becoming a little bit easier than it was a few years ago. But until we kind of deliver our application and make it live, still many challenges for newcomers into the crypto world. But we have had feedback from investors in London that we heard they've kind of bypassed buying Bitcoin and Ethereum, and they've gone straight into Yop. So there's people holding Yop tokens in the London markets now, and which has been interesting feedback. And I think a lot of people are just excited about what is going on with DeFi. Decentralized finance is really kind of, since we last spoke, I think it's at least doubled and some in terms of total lot value. I think that time we was discussing 10 billion, maybe $12 billion. Today, we're heading over $25 billion in locked value. So tremendous amount of growth in a short period, and with the fallout of what's been happening in Wall Street and around Robinhood and censorship, people have really kind of perked up to what's going on in the DeFi space. And I think really, the timing is perfect for Yop as well to capture a significant portion of that interest as new kind of people come into this space.
Right. So to sort of try and summarize, because there is a lot there. If you want exposure, you've got the choice, I suppose, directly or indirectly, for apart from going for the Yop tokens themselves. You've got the choice of Argo Blockchain or Pires or Riverfort, whichever one you think is, say, the cheapest out of those entry points. In terms of what you're doing on the ground, we've had that Robinhood, and we've had all that. We've seen how, controlled the conventional financial markets are, and perhaps people want to be away from that kind of control and censorship that seems to be coming in now. So that that's driven what you're doing. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, you know, people are kind of really coming to the realization of how censored, you know, some of these markets are and how controlled they are. And you know, it really is not a free market as it's kind of, kind of marketed as. So people want to participate. They want to have the freedom to, you know, invest at their own will. And, you know, this is why we're seeing a huge shift towards decentralized marketplaces and people wanting to, you know, kind of enter these markets at free will. The big, I guess, bonus of the crypto markets is it's a 24/7 marketplace, you know, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We never kind of shut down. We're always open. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of people kind of come over from centralized finance to decentralized finance.
And so basically it's almost like the battle between the 20th century, even the 19th century and the 21st century. You've got that kind of battle going on. The stock market and the financial markets we're familiar with were started off in the 19th century, I suppose, in their present form. And it's a matter of how long they last in their present form and what replaces them, perhaps.
Yeah, and I think it's not really like just a total replacement product, right? But I think people just want innovation. You know, the kind of the way communication is and technology is available today, the traditional markets have just not kept up with that. It's still kind of very, very slow moving machine, you know, T+2 and whatnot. It just does not fit with the current climate. And especially, you know, with the pandemic, this has kind of accelerated it further. People are home, you know, they've got their phones in their hand. They want to be able to, you know, tap and be in the market. And this is what kind of crypto allows. And you've seen this with, you know, the surge that Bitcoin's had, and institutes are starting to also realize that even from an economic perspective, you know, it's a wise move to add it onto their balance sheet. And we've seen big companies come into that. And I think this is just really the beginning of this shift. So Yop's, you know, primely positioned to capture this huge shift from into decentralized finance.
And lots happened, as we've said, over the last couple of months. Are there any things that you can point to that might happen over the next quarter, let's say?
Yeah, so the first milestone, I think, for us is launching before the end of March. So look out for that. And, you know, we're on our socials and on our website. You can find out the latest updates. And then going on from that, of course, Pluto it has a lot of momentum. Pluto Digital Assets is a separate vehicle that I'm involved in. And, you know, there's a lot more kind of projects to come to market from that. But yeah, with Yop itself, we're also launching new products, something exciting coming out this week also. So keep an eye out for that. We can't really share much details, but we're really, with Yop, we've been very, very aggressive on partnerships and growth within the space. And that in turn just, you know, bolsters our own community and exposure within the market. So, you know, that momentum is continuing. Lots of excitement around, you know, the product releases and the partnership announcements that are, you know, coming every few days at the moment from Yop. And yeah, we kind of hope to keep that momentum and just carry on throughout this quarter and next.
Artif Yacoub, founder at Yop, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach, for having us.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.